Step Closer. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. Senate passed the Inflation Reduction Act Sunday following a marathon debate session. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the legislation will lower inflation.
We've really focused on reducing costs, and I think the American people will begin to see it.
Republicans say the bill will be terrible for the economy. Here's Republican Representative Mike Turner of Ohio.
The problem is you can't spend your way out of inflation, and you certainly can't tax your way out of a recession.
Congressman Turner says it should focus less on climate change and more on fossil fuels. The spending bill sets aside hundreds of billions of dollars for climate change initiatives. It needs to next pass the House before reaching the president's desk. Two buses carrying migrants seeking asylum arrived in New York City on Friday. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Mayor Adams says the city will step up and take care of these migrants, but he also says more help is needed from the Biden administration. And of course, Texas has also been busing migrants to Washington, D.C. for months. Governor Abbott says 6,500 have arrived there just since April, and it's all part of his plan to force the Biden administration to acknowledge the crisis at the border.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams claims Texas Governor Greg Abbott's team is not being efficient in coordinating the operation. A ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants went into effect Sunday night. Egyptian officials mediated the agreement. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Ashkelon, Israel.
This after 3 days of fighting between the two sides. Earlier, we saw Islamic Jihad firing rockets into major population centers here, including the cities of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The Israelis responding with airstrikes along the Gaza Strip, killing more than 40 Palestinians, most of them militants from the group Islamic Jihad.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration planning to fill in border wall gaps along the southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin has the latest on illegal border crossings in Eagle Pass, Texas.
In Douglas, Arizona, part of the Tucson Sector Border Patrol, agents there capturing Mexican national named Saul Garcia Ibarra, and he's got a previous conviction on his record for first-degree rape in Salt Lake City, Utah. Also in Arizona, a massive fentanyl bust made by CBP agents at the Nogales, Arizona port of entry. They stopped a vehicle that had more than 390,000 fentanyl pills hidden inside of a vehicle, inside of a spare tire, as well as doors of the vehicle, also 10 pounds of meth. So a great bust there by those CBP agents.
Busloads of migrant asylum seekers from Texas and Arizona have been sent to Washington, D.C. and New York City. The people killed in a lightning strike near the White House Thursday have been identified. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House reports.
A third person has been identified as a result of that lightning strike in Lafayette Park. Authorities say 29-year-old Brooks Lambertson was a vice president at City National Bank in Los Angeles. In a statement, the bank said, quote, Brooks was an incredibly young man who will be remembered for his generosity, kindness, and unwavering positivity. His sudden loss is devastating for all who knew him and his family, friends, and colleagues. Appreciate the thoughts and prayers that have poured in from around the country. In addition to Brooks, an elderly couple from Janesville, Wisconsin, James and Donna Mueller, were also killed in the lightning strike. They were visiting the nation's capital to celebrate their 56th wedding anniversary.
A fourth victim is currently hospitalized in critical condition. Kevin Harvick ending his 65-race losing streak. The NASCAR driver winning at Michigan International Speedway Sunday. Bubba Wallace coming in second and Denny Hamlin finishing in third. I'm Laura Cantor and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.